Rappers, Blue Dog, Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, and my good friends Dustin Morgan and James Beringer are in the studio again today. And I did get that right, right?
Yes, you did.
They're twins, and every time I look at them, I can't remember their names, and they mess me all up. But good morning, guys.
Good morning, Rob.
Well, we're here to talk about the big grand opening, which is happening here in another 3 hours or so. And there's actually a ribbon cutting happening this morning, correct?
Yes. Yes, there is.
And that's happening around 10:30, right?
Yes.
Okay. 10:30. Good thing that I know that because I've got to be out there to catch some video or some pictures of the event. So I'm glad we got that clarified. I guess tell me, you've had a soft open this whole last week, Monday through Friday. How's it been going?
It's been going fantastic. We're really seeing the support from the community.
Yeah, I think so. And I know I came in on Monday and had lunch, and he said it was a slower day. But even though for the first day, thought it was still a great day. The next day it was more, and then the next day more.
Every day we do, we gradually get more and more people in there. People seem to be very satisfied with what we're providing.
Well, and they should be. The food is great, and the prices are pretty decent. And, you know, when you look at that kind of thing, it's like, what are you getting for, you know, the price that you're paying? And I guess when I look at, like, a regular hamburger somewhere else, yours is probably a little bit more. But tell me why. I mean, the ingredients and the care taken with it is so much better.
Well, everything on that plate is made by us. The bun, the burger, the patty we make. We make a shallot jam we put on it. The French fries are hand cut, down to everything is made in house.
Yeah, and it's kind of been fun because being friends of yours and all, I've been able to walk in there and order a lunch and watch you make it, and it's been really interesting. And see you over in the corner making pasta for the fettuccine, which I haven't had yet, but that looks great.
Yes.
Oh yeah, the handmade pasta that we do in house is going to be one of our specialties. I mean, everybody seems to enjoy it. We also make the pasta for the ravioli on the dinner menu.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, not just that. How are you guys doing? I know I've seen when I've been in there, it looks like you guys had good staff. Are you guys all staffed up? Or are you still looking for people?
We're all staffed up, and we got some great people.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be so. So I guess tell me what are your impressions of the first week and how you really feel about finally, after such a long time and a long time, we've been talking about this forever, to finally have your restaurant open.
Well, it's very exciting, very nerve-wracking also, but it seems like I'm working 12, 13-hour days, and the days are flying by. I'm having a lot of fun, meeting a lot of really good people, and just really feeling the support from people. And
yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Welcome to one of the hardest industries in the world.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. So far, so good. You know, and, you know, what I see is you guys still have work to do. You're still, I mean, you're taking it one step at a time. But one of the real good things is the food is out, and you've got the menu, and people are coming in. And, you know, as time goes on, all those fine things will be done, but it's from what I'm seeing, you guys are on the right track, and certainly the food is certainly where it should be.
Yes. Actually, this week we are getting in some art. We haven't had any art on our walls yet, and we've contacted several local artists who are going to bring in pieces that they've created of the area and other things that we're going to be displaying in there.
Nice. Nice. So what else? I mean, what do you, as the grand opening here is a little later today, kind of how are you feeling about the actual grand opening when you've actually had a pretty successful soft open?
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be busy. We've had several phone calls from people in town and people out of town for that matter. So we just plan on having an extremely busy day today, going into dinner time, and hopefully it stays that way for the foreseeable future.
Get your reservations in.
Yeah, get them in. And you know, here's what's kind of cool. I want to think, now let's think forward. We've finally got it open, not to say, hey, ha, 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 you've got it open, let's get past that. But what, you know, with most restaurants and most businesses, you know, you get that open rush and then things kind of slow down. What are you going to do to make sure that you're always out there and people know where you are and that you're always expanding your reach and, you know, potential new patrons?
Basically communicating with the community as much as possible through these outlets and social media, and also just being in Bangor and talking to the people who live there. And we have a really good social media network started with the restaurant, and I think it's going to help us out a lot.
Yeah. And here's kind of one of the cool things I always thought we can do with South Haven kind of not embracing the cannabis industry. I always thought what a great thing might be is to have a bus that starts in Bangor, comes to South Haven and picks everybody up, brings them to Bangor to get the stuff that they need, and then they can come have lunch at the same time.
We would welcome anybody for lunch.
Yeah. I really do think that could be a $1 million idea, and I wish it was mine and I had the time to do so. And if I ever do, maybe I will. But I think it would be really cool. A big old bus with the biggest pot leaf all over it, and come into town and get everybody that can't get it there, bring them to Bangor.
Yes, I believe Bangor would welcome you.
I think they would too. So if anybody has ideas on that business, let me know, because I'll give you all the ideas for free and then you go make it happen. So, you know, back to the restaurant, you know, tell me, being in Bangor and all, kind of, we talked about this before on the show, but Bangor, why Bangor?
Well, Bangor is a growing community right now, and we want to be a part of that. And I think that what we're doing here is going to help that whole idea. And, you know, it's like the community seems to help each other.
Yeah. Yeah. The town is growing. I wonder why. And when you look at it, the town, I believe, when cannabis came in, the thing that's going to destroy our world here, Bangor actually got cleaner.
Yes, it definitely did. I believe it has to do with that, and also the people in charge of it. They really care for what they're doing.
And they do. And that's with them being able to have open minds and to allow this into the city, which really has changed the face. And, you know, I've driven through there and haven't seen any hippies passed out on the sidewalk because they smoke too much marijuana yet. So at Bangor, you got it going on. So regardless, the restaurant is doing great. I like what I certainly see, and I hope invite everybody to come out and check them out this weekend. Where would they go for reservations? Who are they going to call?
Well, they can call us at our phone there at the restaurant, 427-2525, or you can stop down at 205 West Monroe, right there next to the tracks.
Is that the only way to get a hold of you guys at the moment?
Absolutely not. You can go on Facebook and message us there, right on our page.
Okay. And you guys taking reservations through that?
We've taken several reservations through Facebook.
Right on. You guys will just say, yep, you got it. Come on in. See you then. Is that how that's working?
Yep.
Perfect. Anything else you want to tell anybody before we go?
Well, we look forward to seeing everybody out there for our ribbon cutting ceremony here in a while. If not, stop down and see us for lunch sometime.
Yeah, 10:30 is the ribbon cutting, and then after that, I'm sure they're going to go in there and start getting lunch ready, and it could be a great grand opening. I look forward to it.
Lunch opens at 11.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Yeah!